Father, we just thank you, Lord, this morning as we gather together an afternoon for those overseas to praise the name of the Lord together. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We will triumph, O Lord, in the works of your hands, in everything, Lord, because you have made us glad through thy works. And we will praise your name. O Lord, how great are thy works today, O Lord, and in every day in our lives. We worship and we praise your name. We thank you, Lord, because the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding even to the simple. Cause that to shine our hearts this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. I'm going to read some Psalms just to praise the Lord, and I want you to prepare your own praise and testimony. I'm just going to read through some Psalms today just to bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. O Lord, our Lord. Psalm 8 and verse 1. How excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. Psalm 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. And I will praise, sing praises to the name of the Lord, even thou, O Most High. Praise the Lord. The psalmist was one man that knew how to praise the Lord. We talked about the keys of the kingdom. Well, here is one powerful key right here that we are doing on this morning. The key of praises. To praise the name of the Lord. And if you know how to do the praise, and you know how to press the right buttons, God might just open up some things unto you. Things that have been held up. Hallelujah. Can be opened up through praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be, said the Lord, liveth, and blessed be my rock. Hallelujah. Psalm 18 and verse 46. There was no one that knew how to exalt the name of the Lord better than David. The Lord is my rock, he said. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Glory to God. And when you know how to praise the name of the Lord like that, God is going to stand up and do something for you. In Psalm 29, he says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, not just when we come into a place of worship, such as what we're doing here this morning, but even throughout the day in our lives and everything. Praise the Lord. Psalm 31 and verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness. Hallelujah. Which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. Which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Hallelujah. You know, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. Hide your people from the pride of men. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness. Hallelujah. As the Lord showed you his marvelous kindness, that we ought to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even as the psalmist said, that, you know, he said, come, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Many, O Lord, Psalm 40 and 5, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. This is Psalm 40 and verse 5. Many are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are toward us. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare them and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Isn't that wonderful? All the things, there's a song that says, count your blessings and name them one by one. All the things that the Lord has done for us, we can't even reckon them in order, you know, but well, we give him the little praise that we can. Psalm 57 and verse 5. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory, hallelujah, be above all the earth. Be thou exalted above the heavens. Let thy glory be above the earth. My heart is fixed. Verse 7. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and I will give praise. Hallelujah. Verse 10. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let thy glory be above the earth. Now, that's a wonderful thing to say about the Lord. Be thou exalted, hallelujah, and let above the heavens, let thy glory be above the earth. Blessed be the Lord God, Psalm 72 and verse 18. The God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Nobody like him. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. And he said, amen and amen. That's right. Now let the whole earth be filled with the glory of the Lord, and blessed be his name and the glory of the Lord forever and ever. Psalm 89 and verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Isn't that beautiful? I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness even to all generations. Tell them to your children. Tell them to their children after them. Hallelujah. Psalm 95 and verse 1. Oh, come and let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. That's an art that has been forgotten. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. That's right. For he is our God. That's the only person we should be bowing our knees to. And he's our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Praise the Lord. Psalm 96. Let us praise the Lord some more. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. He can give you a new song. It can be in the shower, can be getting out of bed, can be driving down the road, and he'll give you a new song. You know, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory even among the unbelievers. That's right. His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all other gods. Well, all those other gods are nothing but idols, and they are the work of men's hands. They are rebellion in their hearts. That's what they are. But our God is a true God. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Yeah, that's our new song again. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Hallelujah. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness, as he openly showed the sight of the heathen. And remember his mercy toward us, toward the house of the Adiyamins. Put your name there. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. That's right. We've been talking about his kingdom. Well, you know, he is the King, and we ought to praise him. Praise the Lord. Psalm 99, you know, it says, the Lord reigneth, let a people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. Glory to God. That's how he does it. The Lord is great in Zion, and he's high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. Praise the Lord. The name of the Lord is holy. Hallelujah. Therefore, we will praise the Lord. Verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, he said in Psalm 100. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever and ever. It's everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lord. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all mine iniquities and healeth all my diseases. Hallelujah. Who redeemeth my life from destruction and crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Isn't that wonderful? Who, you know, he says, satisfieth even my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 105. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Hallelujah. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his name. And let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord at all times, he said, and let the heart of them rejoice that know how to praise the Lord. Psalm 107, verse 15. Many of these psalms we also have made songs out of, and we sing them from time to time. And it's a good thing to sing these psalms. Scripture says, making melody in your hearts, you know, sing to yourselves, exhort yourself, you know, and speak to yourself even with psalms and spiritual hymns. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken, not that he's going to break, he's already done it. He has broken the gates of brass. Hallelujah. All those things that are keeping you back, got you jammed in and hemmed in, all the barricades and barriers that the devil have put, you know, across your path so that you will not go forward, that you not have any advancement. God, I've broken those gates. Cut us under the bars of iron. Glory to God. So let us praise and exalt his name together, even on here this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Psalm 112. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed, that's your seed, shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, because he knows how to praise the Lord. And his righteousness endureth forever. Even unto the righteous and upright, they are righted light even in the darkness. There's no time that you're going to say, oh, I'll be in the darkness. The Lord will be a light unto me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 113. We're just praising the Lord this morning. If you are just joining us, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven, even the heaven, you know, and even in the earth. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. And he maketh the barren woman to keep house. Hallelujah. And to be a joyful mother of children. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. Psalm 117, just a couple of verses there. The whole psalm. Oh, praise ye the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. And he says, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 118, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say, for the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. Well, let the house of Aaron, well, your house too. Why only Aaron? What about you? Put your name there, you know, and now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord, let them say it, that the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. And this is what, you know, we should be doing. You know, you might ask, why did the Lord choose the throne of David to be the one he was set on? Well, this is the reason right here. Because David is going to make sure that when you surround the throne, you know, you're going to be praising the Lord. You're always going to be praising the Lord. David will command that praise. And I guarantee you, you know, you show me someone that does not know how to praise the Lord, and I'll show you a person that will not be around the throne of David. And that's where the Lord will set. You know, so we need to get some practice and get your praise on. Know how to praise the Lord. Use the Psalms. Use your own words. Praise him for what he has done. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Praise ye the Lord, he said, Psalm 135. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, even in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, because doing that is pleasant, and even his name itself is pleasant. Praise the name of the Lord. For the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself. Well, the Lord has chosen Yato unto himself. Put your name there. Had the Lord chosen you? Did not Jesus say, you know, that I have chosen you and you have not chosen me, and I've ordained you that you go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Isn't it what the Lord has said? He has chosen us. Hallelujah. Whatsoever the Lord pleased that he did in the heaven and in the earth and in the seas and in the deep places. Nobody can tell him what to do. Nobody can say, what doest thou? Praise God. Hallelujah. He does as he pleases. And it has pleased him to bless us with his mercy. We have mercy. We are vessels of mercy. Therefore, we ought to praise the Lord. And talking about the mercy of the Lord, you know, that is one of the highest attributes of the Lord himself. Remember, when the Lord appeared to Moses and proclaimed the name of the Lord, he himself, proclaiming his own name, the first things out of his mouth is, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, you know, abundant in goodness and in truth, you know, keeping mercy for thousands. That's the first thing he said about himself. Now, let's read about the mercy of the Lord in Psalm 136. This whole psalm, as long as it is, punctuates everything that he is saying with the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And you know, David and Solomon and the rest of them, you know, those kings that loved the Lord back then, when they would tell the people to bless, say, now bless the Lord your God, what would they say? They would say, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. I mean, just saying that alone was, you know, great blessing to the Lord. Bless the Lord. How do you bless the Lord? You tell him that he is great. You tell him that his mercy endureth forever. But that's who he is. And he wants to hear it. And we tell him that your mercy endureth forever. And that's how you bless the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who doeth alone great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. And on and on and on, talking about the mercy of the Lord. What a beautiful psalm this psalm is. No wonder the Lord called him a man after his own heart, always knowing the, you know, how to make the praises of the Lord glorious. And I tell you, if you learn the secret, it is like the right button to press. It's called a key. You know, this is one of the keys of the kingdom, is praising the Lord. Psalm 145, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And other men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. To them it may be terrible, but to me, it's wondrous works. I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. We shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and we shall talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men God's mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom, O Lord, we've been talking about that kingdom, is an everlasting kingdom. We've been talking about his dominion, and thy dominion throughout, endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall. He raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Blessed be his name for that. The eyes of all wait upon thee, O Lord, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord's hands are open. Come and take what you need. In his hands are the corners of the earth, the deep places of the world also. They are all in his hands. The universe, it's all in there. and anything you need. It's right there. When he opens his hands like that, you come and take what you want. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's got the answer for all your needs. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him. Even all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. That's right. He also will hear their cry, and he will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. But all the wicked, well, that's a different story. Destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Psalm 46, 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Psalm 147 verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Psalm 148 verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all ye angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He had also established them forever and ever. He made also a decree, which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, all ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, everything, weather, cycles, everything. Everything that's in this universe, let them praise the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the heaven and earth. He also exalted the horn of his people. Did you know that the praises of all his saints, God calls that as horn, that's power. He exalts that, the horn of his people, the praises of his saints. The praise of the Lord can wield great power. It's a tremendous key. If you understand how to use it, then the Lord is going to grant you many things. Praise the Lord. When you tell him how great he is, you know, the psalmist, he knew how to do that. He would tell the Lord, you are my rock, my shield, my fortress, my buckler, my salvation. You have become my song. You are my high tower. And, you know, you are my son and my protector and all these things, you know, my shepherd. And when he begins to tell the Lord like that, the Lord will flex his muscles. That's right. Flex his arms. I'll show you a thing or two. Glory to God. He said, thy right hand and thy holy arm. He showed you his hands, power in his arm. I've sworn by my right hand and by my holy arm, I will no longer give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies. You know, his right hand, he puts it right across on the table. See if you can wrestle him down. Can't do it. The Lord, he is great. What he says stands. And if you know how to praise him and get him to stand up for yourself, read Psalm 29 and see all the things, you know, and read Psalm 18 as well and see all the things that the Lord did for the psalmist, you know, when he praised the Lord from the bottom of his heart like that. You know, great things happened. You know, he knew how to say that the voice of the Lord is a rock. He knew how to say, give glory to God. He knew how to do all of these things. And when the Lord responded, read it in Psalm 18, how the Lord responded to him. After he praised the Lord, the Bible say, well, the Lord was stirred up. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills were moved and shaken. But the Lord was wroth on his behalf. He stood up for him. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. And I say to people, can your prayer do that? You have this kind of clout with God? Well, yeah, through praises. That's how you do it. When prayer alone is not working, you kick it into high gear of praises. That's right. Praising the Lord is what really gets emotion going there in the heavens. And the Lord, you know, in the case of David, you know, rode upon a cherub and flew. You know, he made darkness, I mean, so forth, waters and bright darkness, and he thundered from the heavens, gave his voice and stones and coals of fire. I mean, look at how God responded to this man. I mean, it's almost like this is the only man on the earth, you know, get God's attention like that. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of, you know, many waters, drew me out of the miry clay. You know, this man was in quicksand, you know, but the Lord, he pulled him out. You know, delivered me from my strong enemy, prevented me in the day of calamity. The Lord was my stay. I mean, on and on and on. Why? Because he knew how to praise the beauty of holiness. And God responded in kind. Praise the Lord. So let's learn how to praise the Lord also and see what the Lord will do for us. You know, a couple more Psalms here that he wrote. Let's praise the Lord with them. Praise ye the Lord, Psalm 149. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise him in the dance. David was a man that knew how to get down. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, one time when he saw the ark was coming back from the land of the Philistines, my goodness, this man, you know, he got on the streets, threw away his crown, threw away his kingly garment, began to do the cartwheels and everything. Just praising the Lord. My goodness. Anything from about the Lord excited this man. He didn't care that he was a king. He didn't need to be so, you know, polished and everything. No. Threw all those stuff away. The crown was a hindrance when it came to praising the Lord. Those kingly garments were a hindrance. I threw them away. Began to praise the Lord. His wife was looking. The daughter of Saul was looking out the window and said, oh my goodness, look at this guy. How disgraceful. You know, this man was disdained him in her heart. And she, you know, when she finally met up with him, when he came in the house, she walked up to him and said, look at you. How, you know, miserable and disgraceful you were today. Dancing like that in the streets. Look at all the women looking at you and stuff. Debasing yourself like that. David's answer will surprise you. He said, look, if you think that was, you know, shameful, you haven't seen anything yet. I'm going to praise the Lord even more. Because he chose me over your father's house. That's right. That's how you tell her. You know, he chose me, you know, over your father's house. Therefore will I praise him. And you know, it didn't end well for that woman. The Lord was angry with that. Don't you ever, you know, mess with anyone that's praising the Lord. The Lord struck her as she was barren. You know, don't do that. Leave the person that's praising the Lord alone. Because if you don't, some stones might even cry out, the Lord said. You know, so let them praise the Lord when they are praising the Lord. Leave him alone. You better join instead of trying to rebuke them. You know, join them in praising the Lord. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud even upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. It becomes a weapon like that. You know, it's called a two-edged sword. That those praises in your mouth turns into a two-edged sword in your hand. You use it to execute vengeance upon demon forces and so on. Bind those devils, put shackles on their, you know, spiritual handcuffs. Put it on those devils and so on. Through your praises. That's how you do it. Hallelujah. And at the end of all those psalms, well, let's read Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Some people don't know how to dance for the Lord. I mean, you go to some places of so-called worship, they are all so stiff. I mean, so holy and everything they think before the Lord. My goodness. You know, Sammy said, praise the Lord in the dance. Hallelujah. You know, get down and praise the Lord. Praise him with sting instruments and organs and all that stuff. You know, and I love Nigerians. They know how to praise the Lord. My goodness. You know, it can take one song of praise and sing it for hours and run up and down, praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord loves it too. Glory to God. You know, I mean, what else are we going to do if we can't praise the Lord? You know, the Lord is the creator of heaven and earth. Listen to what those people who are in heaven, who have gone ahead of us, you know, what they did. You know, when they were in his presence, the 24 elders, they fall down before him that sat on the throne, Revelation 4 and verse 10. And they worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast down their crowns. You can't wear any crown in his presence. They cast down their crowns. You are nothing when it comes before the Lord. We are nobody. Isaiah, he saw the Lord high and lifted up in Isaiah chapter 6. And he saw his train filled the temple. And he heard, you know, he saw what he'd never seen before. You know, those seraphims, cherubims, whatever, running up and down saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of the glory of the Lord and so on. I mean, he's trying to say, my goodness, I am undone. I'm finished. Because I've seen, my eyes have seen the King. Woo-hoo. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm not even worthy to praise the Lord. You know, but the Lord said, yeah, you're worthy and I'll make you worthy too. I'm going to brand you with the Holy Ghost fire. Took some fire off the altar and branded his tongue. Said, from now on, you speak the wonders of the Lord. My goodness. And that's what the presence and the glory of the Lord does for us. When you enter into his presence with praise, you know, all of a sudden, you see yourself as nothing. I mean, you'd be like, you know, just dirt in front of him. But he said, no, I got you. You're holy ground. Praise God. You know, but we need to humble ourselves in praising the Lord. The one that humbles himself in praising the Lord, he will have the confidence of the Lord. God will bless him. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that the Lord will bless everyone on here today that's going to praise the Lord with me. I am going to invite you to join right now. I read those Psalms and said a few words just to encourage us to praise the Lord. But right now, I'm going to turn this room loose for you to praise the name of the Lord. It's a good thing. You know, when you praise the Lord, burdens are lifted. Jehoshaphat, he knew how to do it. He praised the beauty of holiness. He said, once he heard the word of promise that tomorrow the Lord will fight for you and you will not need to do anything, what did he do next? Worshipped. He worshipped and commanded all of Israel and they followed suit. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you had a king, a leader, a president, you know, of a nation that will worship the Lord publicly and everybody else might follow suit. Praise the Lord. And Jehoshaphat, he bowed down and worshipped. And all Israel with him. They worshipped the beauty of holiness because of the great promise of the Lord. They hadn't seen the victory yet. But the Lord said, you will. And because of that, that's enough to worship. How many promises are the Lord giving us already in this Bible? And even point blank to you personally. Well, do you need to wait to see it before you worship? No. Read the story in 2 Chronicles 20. He worshipped as soon as he heard that. And then he said, well, that's it. That's it right there. You know, hey, bring me all those sons of Asaph. bringing all those people that know how to play the drums and the music and, you know, praise the beauty of holiness. Let me get on, you know, and he did a little audition in there. When he had consulted among the people, he found the best of them that knew how to praise the Lord. Put them in front. You go out in front of the army and let the army, you show the army how it's done. That's right. You know, the army, all they knew was spears and swords and so forth. But he said, no, I'm going to show, the Lord's going to show you a new thing today. Show the army how it's done. Go out there and praise the Lord. Let the army come behind and watch. Hallelujah. And my goodness, the Lord, you know, caused ambushments against their enemies. Mount Seir, Ammon, you know, and so forth, you know. They all started to fight one another. Three great companies that came up against them like that. Moab, you know, Ammon, Mount Seir. A was fighting B, you know, or A and B colluded to fight C and destroyed C. And when they finished, they turned and destroyed, you know, each other as well. And Israel, the whole time, they just continued praising the Lord. You have to lift a finger in that battle because the Lord said so. Praise the Lord. So let's praise the Lord today. Father, we love you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. Ah, let the high praises of God, he said, be in their mouth. To bring a, cause a sharp two-edged sword to be in your hand. First, his praises though. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that you've done and you continue to do. Well, let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad, for the Lord has done it. He has done it already. And so, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Beautiful, the beauty of the Lord in our lives. All the great things that you have done and that you have promised. Therefore, we thank you and we praise the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that when all the trumpeters and all the singers and all the praisers were of one accord to make one voice and one sound in praising the beauty of the Lord, then there was seen the cloud of the Lord descending in their midst like that. The glory of the Lord came to soak in that praise. When you know how to praise the Lord, unified praise invites the presence of the Lord more than anything else. You know, when you know how to do it like that, praise the Lord. That's why you should never, you know, forsake the assembly of believers in your local churches. If you find a real good church that know how to praise the Lord, well, get in there and praise the Lord with them. And if you can do it just right, the glory of the Lord's coming down. Praise the Lord. And your lives too, your homes can do that. Lord, we thank you. Praise is waiting for thee, Lord, in our lives every day. Receive all the glory. Receive all the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.